proclamation number 6210 dated the March 12th, 1955.
Explanation Abu Spiritual Spark and Soul.
You will always receive clarification providing you appeal for it, because misguided thinking can result in doubts. Misguided thinking shows gaps, but the truth is complete wisdom which enlightens you, which increases your realization so that you learn to understand me and my nature. My reign and activity is the most supreme and perfect spirit, and thereby also attain an ever more profound and living faith, which only the truth can achieve. This is conveyed to you by my love, whereas misguided spiritual knowledge is my adversary's work who wants to destroy your faith in me. And I will always teach the same truth to you. The knowledge you receive will always concur and never present contradictions. I am a spirit forever and ever. And spirit came forth from me again, beings of the same spiritual substance which were perfect like myself and yet were first created by me. The fact that and the reason why these beings lost their perfection has already been explained to you many times by my love so as to make my plan of salvation comprehensible to you and let your love for me awaken and grow. But any being in a state of imperfection cannot be considered divine anymore. It belongs to a different sphere than the one I occupy with the spirits which remained perfect. It took on a different nature. It completely changed within itself. Its nature is contrary to my fundamental nature. Nevertheless, it is and will remain strength which came forth from me, which flowed into infinity and will one day flow back to me again. But it will only have reached me once the spiritual being has attained a state of perfection once more. In order to enable their return to their source, the beings, having emerged but distanced themselves from me, were disintegrated into countless minute spiritual particles, into countless substances, which were all given a task to fulfill in the whole of my creation, in order to then travel a path which definitely led them upwards again, back to me. Thus I drew the fallen spirit back to me since, due to the great distance from me, it would not have undertaken the ascent by itself in its weakened state. And I achieved a situation in which all particles belonging to a spiritual being came together again. I then gave these minute particles an external cover suitable to fulfill a great task, to stimulate the soul, the union of all those minute particles, into taking up an activity that would help restore it to its original state of perfection. First I animated the dead external form, the human body, with the soul, with the spiritual being which had originally been in my image but had freely left its perfect condition. And then, in order to enable this soul to attain perfection again, I embedded a tiny spark of my eternal strength of love into this soul. Something divine joined the soul so as to help it on its way to reaching perfection. Hence a spark of love establishes contact with eternal love. However, it first has to be kindled by the human being himself of his own volition. It indeed glows within every person, but it can be fanned into brightest radiance or be smothered, in which case any contact with me would become impossible, and would lead to renewed banishment. This spiritual spark, which is a part of me, dwells within the human soul from the start of its embodiment until the human being's physical death. Once the soul has united itself with its spirit during its earthly life, that is, once it has kindled the divine spark of love within itself and allows this spirit of love to determine its thoughts, will and actions, it will have reached its original state again and returned to me, because that which is part of me strives towards me. Thus the union of this soul with me as my child will have to take place. If, however, The soul has totally ignored this spark of love. If it has completely smothered it, then it will have deprived itself of its divine part again, which alone was able to help it attain life. Thus it will have voluntarily chosen death again, the banishment in the solid form, into which the divine spiritual spark cannot follow since, given the opportunity, it can only influence a self-aware being but never a being that has been dispossessed of its consciousness and which, in its constrained will, has no option but to comply with my will. Only freedom of will allows for the working of my spirit, yet this freedom of will can also prevent it, on account of which the soul can also enter the spiritual kingdom without ever having become aware of the spirit within itself. Such souls are in darkness in the beyond for an infinitely long time because the divine spiritual spark cannot shine, because it left the soul at the moment of death and returned to its origin again. Although the being is self-aware, it is nevertheless still full of opposition, which makes it impossible for the spirit's love to take effect. This is why it is immensely difficult to awaken the souls from their dead state into life, but it is not impossible. Sparks of love also burst forth in this kingdom. Thus time and again my emanation of love tries to ignite within these souls and motivate them to step into this ray of light and love, and then a willing soul will also be joined by my spirit again. But in that case it will no longer influence the soul from within but affect the soul externally, i.e., it will be led into realization by the world of light which on earth, however, could have been brought about by the spiritual spark within the person, had he allowed its working. This is why the ascent into the spiritual kingdom is incredibly difficult. But it can never be denied that the soul is the actual self-aware entity, the formerly fallen originally created angel spirit. And it will remain a fallen soul as long as it has not united itself with my spirit, as long as it is not governed by the principle of love and has adopted its original nature again. The spiritual spark within the human being, the part of me myself, is precisely this love which was missing in the fallen beings but which is placed into the human being's heart as a minutely tiny spark to be aroused by him into a blazing flame. The fallen being had renounced love, and rejected my love. Without love it would never be able to return to me, but I want to win it back again and, therefore, I place a tiny spark of my divine spirit into this soul which, however, has to be voluntarily kindled into the brightest glow. The being may also reject my love and will nevertheless not be left without help in the beyond, but the ascent into the world beyond is quite different to that on earth. The soul will never be able to attain the degree it can accomplish by living on earth if it willingly allows itself to be guided by my spirit within itself. If, through a life of love, it awakens the spiritual spark and thus, to a certain extent, has already entered into union with me so that I can influence it directly because it does not oppose my emanation of love and thus changes its nature completely by conforming to my fundamental nature. It will not be offered the same possibilities in the spiritual kingdom, but the soul will still be helped to ascend from the abyss into the light providing it does not resist the efforts of the beings of light and descend again into the deepest abyss, which would signify a new banishment. The divine spiritual spark within you is the love which is the part of me that rests in every human being and which can be kindled, but only voluntarily. This spiritual spark has no shape but can permeate the whole soul and thus spiritualize it. For the soul is the once fallen, self-aware entity which is intended to become the angel spirit it was in the beginning. Amen.